Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back to 2 hours a day. You're stuck with me. And so is Jackson until Jake comes back.
There we go.
How are you doing, Jackson?
I'm doing great. How are you, Adam?
Life is fun.
There we go.
It's been a fun morning. Yeah. I was complaining and whining and moaning to you right before we went on air, but you know what? It's funny. As soon as, like, we're all humans. We all have good days, bad days, everything in between. Nothing wrong with that. It's funny, though. As soon as that glass shatters, the entrance music hits. It's just like when I was growing up watching Stone Cold. Like, I'd have Nitro on one TV and Raw on the other TV and Hollywood Hogan, and the glass would shatter. And everything just kind of fades away, and you get into the mode of doing a show, talking sports, talking Husker sports, sports in general, college football, and you have a whole lot of fun. It's funny because there, most days I walk in here and, you know, life's pretty good. Some days you walk in here and you're a human being, but as soon as that mic hits and you start chatting, I'll walk out of here 2 hours later and I'm in a great mood. It's funny how that works.
It is very true. Yeah, you get in here and just kind of gets the juices flowing. Wakes me up a little bit, even though it's, you know, what, 11 a.m., but always wakes me up a little bit.
Dude, that's so funny. I'm not a morning person. I am not a morning. My wife can get up at 5 and operate all day. My mother-in-law, she was a nurse and lived out of town. She'd have to get up at 3 to be in surgery by 5 a lot of times. They, like, it's nothing. I'm not a morning person, dude. So there's a lot of times where I'm not joking. And honestly, 19 times out of 20, 95% of the time, I'm just like, let's light this candle. Every once in a while, the human being comes out and I'm like, oh man, I'm just not awake. By the time we're rolling and the show's done, dude, it's like you never work a day in your life if you love what you're doing, I guess.
Oh yeah.
How was your weekend?
It was great. Good Memorial Day weekend. Obviously, there's a lot going on in Husker sports, so that definitely made it more of a interesting and fun weekend. We kind of saw both sides of the spectrum, but we'll talk about that. I presume for this.
We will. We will.
2 hours. So, yeah.
You know, I'm proud of all the teams. Obviously, baseball wins, goes on this run. So, there are people who will text me things. And as baseball season was unfolding, I mean, I'm talking February, March, April, May, all the way up to last weekend. They'll text me things. And, you know, when it came to baseball, there was a lot of, how do I put this, frustration. I'm like, I get it. I guarantee those players are frustrated. Coach Bolt's frustrated. I mean, it's... they're not happy with how things are going. And I've said it live on air. But it's there. It's there. Yes. You lose Mason McConaughey, your top pitcher. Everybody deals with injuries, though. Next man up mentality. It's not just football. It's baseball. It's just about any sport. Unless it's a solo sport, then there is no next man up because it's just you. But if it's a team sports, next man up mentality. And I'm like, I'm not predicting that they're going to go on some massive run and win the Big Ten Tournament Championship. I'm just saying it's there. The talent is there that won them the championship last year. The experience is largely back. The coaching is there. And when you get in a tournament style of a scenario, which the Big Ten Tournament is in baseball and basketball and a lot of sports, all you got to do is get in and you never know what can happen. It's the same thing with playoffs in the NFL for years. I watched 2-9-7 New York Giant teams beat 2 New England Patriots teams, who I honestly thought the Patriots were better, but it didn't matter because they weren't better on that day, that had significantly better records, and they beat them twice for the Super Bowl. And those Giant teams are Super Bowl champions. The Patriots won plenty of titles, just not in those particular years. Get in. That's all that has to happen. Once you're in, you never know what can happen. I've sat in a gazillion NFL meetings, and now you can start to say the same thing about college football. You couldn't say it at the time because you had to, like, each and every Saturday was basically a playoff. It's a little bit less that way. Not me whining about the playoff. I'll save that for a later date. By the way, some interesting reactions to the current CFP changes for just this upcoming year. So we'll chat about that a little bit as well. Some people are not happy about the direction of things. Some people are not happy about the changes to this year. Some people are, just for this 1 year, and then things are going to drastically change in 2 years. But we will dive into that and light that candle just a little bit. All right, here in just a little bit, I should say. But, like, I'll never forget Mike Shanahan, his first year there with the Redskins. I'm sitting in the meeting room my first year as well. He flat out says, I don't care about the regular season. I'm sitting there like, that's a lot of time and games not to care about. And he goes, let me explain. All we have to do is get in the postseason. And at the time, it was 6 playoff teams in the AFC, 6 in the NFC. Now it's 7-7. He goes, just get in. He goes, home field is nice. A bye is nice. Just get in. And that second season is all that matters. Once you're in, you never know what can happen. It's a completely different scenario. And you saw that with Big Ten baseball. You saw that with the Nebraska baseball team. Like, did I ever sit here and say they're going to win it again? No, I did not. But did I repeatedly say it's there? The talent is back. The experience is back. Yes, they have injuries. The coaching is back. Once you get in, you never know what can happen. They have now won 9 straight Big Ten tournament games. As we know, back-to-back Big Ten tournament championships. They finished the year 5-0 heading in to the NCAA tournament now. They won 5 straight weekend series to end the regular season after losing 4 of their first 5 weekend series to start the season. So it's always there. You never know what can happen. I've got more thoughts on this, but Jackson, what are your thoughts right out the gate here?
Oh, man, it was so much fun to watch. I mean, I would argue to say they probably had the toughest like matchups to get there, to get all the way through the championship. I mean, they're the lowest seed ever to win it at 8. It was incredible to watch. 9 straight tournament wins now, like you said, back-to-back tournament champions. Now you head into the postseason where you're igniting an old rivalry within their, your old Big 12 days with Oklahoma. So it'd be dumb to say I'm not super excited right now to be a Husker baseball fan and a Husker fan in general. So, yeah.
They're a hot team. They're not a team that other teams are going to look at and be like, oh, look at that win-loss record. That's really impressive. Or, wow, this team has just steamrolled everybody. No, they're not going to do that. What they're going to say is that's a hot team. Mm-hmm. I'd rather not play them.
Yeah.
You don't want to play a hot team. So, like, Oklahoma is a good football team, a good baseball team. All right. And let me look up this stat I've got here. Because they have kind of cooled off a little bit here. Oklahoma played 30 home games. By George, that's a lot of home games. Accounting for 20 of their wins. And again, they're a good baseball team. They're probably going to be favored to beat us. I don't know what the odds makers have said, but they're probably favored to beat us. 23 of their wins came in the first half of the season. They have cooled off a little bit. So they are the higher seed. They have more wins, less losses. They should be favored, probably will be favored. But one team's cooling off and one team seems to be red hot. And to your point, beat the number one seed Oregon. Beat the number two seed UCLA Bruins. Did you know that that was UCLA baseball's first ever conference championship game?
Really?
I did not know that.
I definitely would have figured they got some in Pac-12.
So I'm sitting there after the Big Ten championship game is over. And I've got the TV muted. And they're talking about baseball, talking about softball, whatnot. My kids are like all over the place doing stuff. Love you. But they finally leave the room. So I could turn the TV back on. And instantly, the first line the analyst said was this was UCLA's first ever conference championship game for their baseball program. And I thought that that was amazing. I would not have guessed that.
Dang.
So let's see here. Let's go through a few other things you mentioned. Lowest seed to ever win it. The first 8 seed to ever win the Big Ten tournament championship. All right. Husker Nation showed out. Over 15,000 people for the Big Ten championship game in Omaha. All right. We're going to go here. UCLA was not happy that the game was played in Omaha. I remember as a kid, justifiably so, being unhappy that Nebraska had to play all these Florida schools in the Orange Bowl, specifically Miami, but Florida State as well. When we played Florida, it was in the Fiesta Bowl in Arizona. On Miami's home field in the Orange Bowl. Not only was it the home field, it was the weather, it was the humidity, it was the heat in January when we're here in wonderful 5-degree weather and snow, and then you got to go play there. Justifiably so. That's why when Miami came here, what was it, 2014? That one of the reasons it was such a big deal.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And the stadium was nuts. I think of Miami. I think of the Colorado game this past week. Travis Hunter even talked about, wow, that's the most insane atmosphere he's ever been in before. All right. Got to look at both sides of the coin. Does UCLA have a justifiable complaint here that they had to play Nebraska and Omaha?
This has been a tough one for me. I was honest when I was watching the baseball this week. I was talking back and forth with my dad about it. I was like, this is just interesting. You know, we won back-to-back tournaments now. And I had the thought in my head. I was like, how do other teams feel that they have to come to Omaha, Nebraska to play Nebraska? Who hasn't lost a tournament game in a very long time? In Omaha. It's like a home game. Mm-hmm. I talked about this with DP on Saturday, I believe. We said it was probably a 1-run lead, 1.5-run lead just going into the game based off of the atmosphere that was going to be in that championship
probably
game.
Probably at least, honestly. At least. We won 5-0, but yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Like whatever. It was still an advantage heading into the game.
Yep.
So I don't know. I feel like it's hard to see as a Husker fan because I'm like, oh, we won. Great. But like, if I was a UCLA fan, I won't lie, I'd probably be a little bit upset that I had to come out to Nebraska. But it also is the point, where else are they going to play the Big Ten tournament?
So my answer to the question is, does UCLA have a legit complaint? Yes. My response is also, I don't care.
Yeah, that's kind of, yeah, that's where I'm at.
Like, I just diatribed. We had to go down to Miami for years and years and years and play national championship games on their home field, in their home state, if it was Florida State. This isn't the only time this has ever happened. Like, wasn't it Kansas City and Tampa Bay? They played the Super Bowl in Tampa Bay on their home field. Tampa Bay wins.
The Rams did it again the next year.
I mean, it is what it is. It's a money-making machine as much as it is a sport. So it is part of, if this was like the first time it ever happened and we'd never seen it before, my ears would be a little bit more open. I will readily admit it's an advantage for us. Like they say in football, depending on the home field advantage, but a typical home field advantage is probably 2 to 3 points. So in baseball, maybe it's 1 to 2. I'm also going to say I don't care because it happens. It's happened to us. This time it finally happened for us. It's kind of like all these times the ball just seems to bounce the wrong way in football. And then I'll leave his name out of it because, you know, he's making his best effort. But the Michigan State outfielder who helped us out in the first game missed the fly ball. Hey, it finally went our way for once. You know, these things have a way of coming around. And not to go off on football for a second. Normally, I save that for hour two. But maybe this is the year the ball bounces our way for a change. Because, man, if things are going to bounce out over time, it should be nice if it started this year. And if it did bounce out and it did it this year, man, we'd have a lot of bounces coming our way because it's gone the other way too freaking often.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So when it comes to baseball, phenomenal run. They're definitely hot. Like, it's not just that they've won their last 5 games and 9 straight Big Ten tournament games. They've won 5 straight weekend series, to your point. Beat Oregon, the number 1 seed. I believe they were the number 3 team in the entire country. Beat UCLA, the number 2 seed. A top 10, top 15 team in the country. All right, so for me, this is the team that's just playing well, period. It goes beyond just being hot. They've beaten good teams. And when you win 5 straight weekend series, and then the Big Ten Tournament Championship, that's going back like 6-7 weeks. You're talking almost 2 months they've been playing good ball now. So, I don't know. We'll see what happens. Like I said, Oklahoma is a good baseball team.
Oh, yeah.
Probably going to be favored. But if you look at the last half of their season, they have definitely cooled off while the Huskers are heating up. So, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens in that regional. All right, let's see what else we got here. Shout out to Ty Horn, the sophomore, man. Dude. When Nebraska's ace pitcher, Mace McConaughey, went down, Ty Horn had to step. A lot of guys had to step. He was one of the guys that had to step up. You know, doesn't pitch his best early in the week. That happens sometimes. You know, the other guys, they're hitting, they're practicing, they're lifting weights, they're getting better too. It's how you respond to those things. And boy, did he respond. All right, Ty Horn, here's the thing about UCLA. Their offense is really good. All right, Ty Horn blanked the UCLA offense that was on fire. And one of the two co-champs of the regular season in the Big Ten that was averaging 8 runs a game. All right. If you're not a baseball fan, that's a lot. Let's see. This is only the 3rd shutout ever in Big Ten championship game history. So Nebraska stepped up. They stepped up in a big way. I've got some final thoughts on this. There's some other things as well that were kind of thrown out baseball-wise, but you got any final thoughts before I kind of close the book on this and we move on going forward probably in the next segment?
I just keep the same energy. Let's keep the ball rolling. Let's just keep the wins flowing. Keep the pitching up. I was not expecting that to be like one of the big great things about that tournament. Just keep everything up. Keep the same energy. And let's go beat Oklahoma, because who doesn't like to beat Oklahoma, man? Come on.
I'm with you. Yeah, so to put a button on it, to bow on it, so to speak, sophomore Ty Horn pitched 8 scoreless innings to lead Nebraska to its back-to-back Big Ten tournament titles with a 5-0 win over number 13. All right, UCLA in front of 15,139 fans on Sunday afternoon at Charles Schwab Field in Omaha. With the win, Nebraska baseball clinched their 6th conference championship in program history and became the first 8 seed, as we mentioned before, in Big Ten history to capture the conference tournament title. Nebraska rolls into the postseason 32-27, scored 5 runs on 8 hits, while the Bruins 42-16 totaled just 4 hits on the afternoon as a whole. All right, let's see. UCLA also stranded 5 base runners between the 3rd and 7th innings to keep the Bruins off the board and send a 5-0 game into the 8th inning. All right, a couple other things here. It just kept popping up. These two things just kept popping up on my timeline. I've not posted about them. I've not talked about them anywhere else. We got like 3 minutes here. We'll bring it up because clearly it's piqued people's interest. And then we'll move on. Iowa baseball, which at one point I believe was first in the standings in Big Ten play at one point. Is that correct?
I think so.
I've seen screenshots that people have put out.
I think I know exactly where you're going with this,
too. Yeah. I guarantee you know. All right. At one point in the season, was first in the standings in Big Ten play. Now, they finished the season 2-10-1 in their last 13 games.
Mm-hmm.
Iowa baseball finished 33-22-1, 21-9 in Big Ten play, has officially been left out of the NCAA tournament for the second consecutive year. And when you talk about playing tougher teams, if you look at Iowa's schedule, they didn't play the toughest teams in the non-conference. You look at our softball schedule, that's where we played a ton of ranked teams in the non-con for our softball team. And Nebraska baseball, I mean, they kicked the year right off with Vanderbilt. As we mentioned, they beat Oregon, UCLA in the Big Ten tournament. Iowa went 0-4 against Oregon and UCLA over 10 days, with the losses coming by a combined 38-13 margin. So it really wasn't even close. And so a lot of people were having fun because Nebraska or Iowa baseball at one point, some of the fans were like, oh, we're going to be the Big Ten champs. And clearly, now they're not even in the tournament. The Nebraska gets hot. They win the Big Ten tournament championship. They're Iowa. They're our good buddies. Ha, ha, cough, cough. So I got to poke them just a little bit. All right, I'll poke them a lot more if we beat them in football this year. Of course, the A&M thing gets brought up. Okay. Ooh. But it's not just A&M. The number one and number two preseason teams coming into this baseball season, which were A&M and Virginia, both completely missed the 2025 postseason.
That's insane.
That's crazy to me. All right. Preseason number one, Texas A&M misses the NCAA tournament, and they weren't even among the first four out. Okay, those teams were Southeastern Louisiana, Troy, UConn, and the aforementioned number two, Virginia, were the first four teams out when it came to the baseball.
Shout out
postseason.
Southeastern Louisiana, man. Yeah, they got to put together on both sides, softball and baseball. Man.
Took down LSU and the Baton Rouge Regional in softball. We'll see what they do in the postseason in baseball. All right, Nebraska versus Oklahoma, Chapel Hill Regional. We are, let's see here, the number three seed. Oklahoma's number two, North Carolina number one, Holy Cross number four seed. Again, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. Nebraska, Oklahoma is always fun in any sport, football, basketball, baseball, whatever the sport may be, softball. I would have loved to have seen Jordy Ball and Nebraska play Oklahoma.
I was hoping for that so bad.
In softball. All right, Oregon plays Utah. Or I'm sorry, Oregon versus Utah Valley, all right, in the Eugene Regional. UCLA versus Fresno State in Los Angeles. So those two are actually hosting regionals. All right, USC versus TCU in the Corvallis Regional as well. But Nebraska versus Oklahoma, again, we're the three seed. They're the two seed. We're going to take a quick break, and the Adam Carriker show will roll on when we return.